Welcome to part three of the Layer 2 Yoga for the Vagina Introduction, the Mind and Healing. And let's begin with reflections. How you are in your Yoga for the Vagina practice will be a direct reflection of how you are in life, how you do life. It's for this reason that I encourage you after each practice in this layer to do a little journaling. You'll see specific journaling questions at the end of the play sheets, or you can simply sit down with a pen and paper after your practice and explore. Allowing this time to reflect will offer you great insight into your thoughts, patterns of behavior, and things that you could benefit from letting go of. If you rush through a practice or never finish a practice right to the end, how are these reflections of your life in general? If you criticize your body through negative self-talk, or if you have trouble remaining in your body as opposed to in your head, how is this a reflection of your life? We can learn so much from simply observing ourselves from a place of non-judgment when we do a practice such as yoga for the vagina. Learning to listen and trust our body's capacity to return to wholeness is what's required for deep healing to occur. It is during this time of reflection that huge healing really can happen. Each practice really is a healing session. Treat it as such by giving it the time and presence it needs. Just as you might have a healing session with a healer, doctor, or therapist, so too can you create that healing session for yourself. And that is what yoga for the vagina is about, giving yourself daily healings. We all have the capacity to self-heal. It simply takes practice and a willingness to reflect upon what we notice through our life as much as in our practice. There is a common pattern among us ladies that if a woman doesn't feel safe, she will go looking external for things to help her feel safe. Let your yoga for the vagina practice bring you back into yourself so that you may experience the safety within. For no matter what safety you seek, no matter where you go looking for it, the only safety that will truly satisfy you is your own inner safety. And within that safety is your capacity to heal. Thoughts and your physical health. Scientists have proven that our thoughts affect our physical biology. This is why during all of these sequences, I encourage you to listen to what your body is communicating to you. Listen to your thoughts and allow your practice to be a journey into self, a journey that reveals to you the inner workings of your mind. Only when we gain awareness of our unfriendly thoughts, fears, insecurities, and hang-ups can we then let them go. And letting them go is the catalyst for healing. Any physical symptom that develops in the body is the direct result of negative thinking patterns and childhood conditioning we hold at the subconscious level. As we heal this conditioning, so too do we create the space for our body to physically heal. That is why it's so important to become more aware of the thoughts you think about yourself. What are the kinds of things you tell yourself on a daily basis? What is your internal tape recorder saying? Use this practice to become more aware of your internal dialogue and set the intention for your practice to help transform any negative self-talk into more positive self-talk. Our thoughts and words and how we feel, they are what create our physical reality. So as the thoughts enter your mind as you hold a pose, notice them, then let them go, knowing they are not who you are. Try to be as still in the mind as you are still in the poses that require you to hold still. The less thinking we do, the less we feed the ego. Understand also that a lot of mental activity is to do with denying the present moment in one way or another. What arises when we get present is a deep state of consciousness. You have more awareness and are able to tap into the deeper parts of yourself. But this can only happen through stillness. Stillness is where everything happens. Stillness is the antidote to so many of life's struggles. So welcome in the stillness, and when a thought arises, simply notice it, smile at it, and let it go so you can return to your blissful stillness. Resistance. I have no doubt that at times during your exploration of the layer 2 learnings that there will be resistance of some type. Perhaps it will be resistance to practice, or resistance to do a particular pose, or a particular type of massage, or let out sound, or laugh as I direct you to in some of the sequences. What you need to know about resistance is what we resist persists. The more you resist something, the more it will persist. And the reason for this is because it is those things we resist the most that are the carriers of the greatest learnings and growth. Start to bring your conscious awareness to the parts of a sequence that bring up the most resistance in you. Then simply invite yourself to be more open to exploring that area, that pose, that particular sequence, that emotion that it sparks, that way of doing something. It is these resistance areas that are the places that, if you commit to them, you will gain the most benefits. Resistance only comes up because something is outside of our comfort zone, and the only place from which we can grow is by leaving our comfort zone. So resistance, it's good. It shows up to show you that you can actually grow. There's an area of growth. And as soon as you recognize this, the pain of resistance dissolves. For it is resistance that causes discomfort and pain, not the actual thing that we're resisting. Ready to play? Now that you've listened to the Layer 2 introduction audios, make sure you revisit this introduction at least 2 more times as you explore the 60-minute sequences. The more you study this material, the more it will naturally become a part of your inner knowing so that you can journey deeper into your practice and fully embody what I share. Your Yoga for the Vagina practice is a never-ending journey you go on with your body from now until forever. You can always be stronger. You can always have more ease, more space, and you can always be more sensitive and experience more exquisite pleasure. As you slowly make your way through these exercises, they will bring you deeper into healing. They will cleanse your sexual centers and further refine your sensitivity so that you can become more and more aware of your energy body. You want to feel your pulse every moment of every day. That's the aim. So when out during the day, if you're feeling low, do some squeezes of the vagina. Even without the egg inside, you'll still activate your sexual energy and put more pleasure in your step because of all the neural pathways you've developed in your practice. Give it a go next time you're stuck in that boring board meeting and need a little pep up. Yoga for the Vagina will help keep you balanced and centered and calm during traumatic or stressful times in your life. So when things are getting crazy around you, make sure your practice is made your absolute priority. What often happens is we stop doing the things that keep us balanced during those times of change and upheaval. Always come back to your yoga practice. This is what will recenter you, help get you back into the flow of things. Make each pose like a big hug, cozy and conscious. Make it what it needs to be so that you just have to hit the mat each morning. Take props, choose other ways of doing the pose that suit your body, and dive right on in. If all you do some days is lie in base position or child's pose, hey, you hit your mat and you got exactly what you needed. Time for you to be with your body. On other days, you want to be more active. Accept where you're at on any given day. As you explore the new poses, building upon what you've already learnt, focus on sensation over shape. This isn't about getting a pose right. Yoga is about learning how to accept where you're at on any given day and giving yourself permission to be with any emotions that rise to the surface. Sometimes we get so caught up in needing to get to the goal that we miss the yumminess of the journey itself. So as you move through these 60-minute sequences, I invite you to search out the sweetness in each practice, in each individual moment. Find joy in taking the time to find your foundation and then gently guide your body into each spacious pose. If you can bring full presence into each moment like this, that's where you'll find so many beautiful moments, both on and off the mat. Relish in those moments, forgetting what the shape looks like. Simply feel your way in and have an experience.